Welcome to Beyond Sunday with Pastor Nick Williams. South Shore Community Church exists to help all people find and follow Jesus. Join us weekly as we talk through current sermons, theology, parenting issues, and how to have a gospel-centered marriage. We are praying that today's message helps you grow closer to Jesus. Now, here's your host, Pastor Nick.
Today we're exploring a miraculous moment from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 1 through 15, a story where loaves and fishes multiply, or where the impossible becomes a testament to faith. Imagine with me a small village centuries ago, gripped by a severe famine. The people are weary, their eyes hollow with hunger, yet in their midst stands an elder, unwavering in his belief that abundance will return. He speaks of hope, urging his fellow villagers to look beyond their immediate hunger, to trust in a future filled with provision. This story, though just a parable, mirrors our own lives, where what we see isn't the full extent of what can be. Now let me ask you, have you ever stood before a mountain of need with nothing but a pebble of provision in your hand? Have you ever wondered how your meager offerings could possibly make a difference in the vastness of your need? What if, in that moment, you're standing on the edge of a miracle, an invitation to witness the extraordinary, to trust in a provision that goes beyond our understanding? This brings us to the shores of the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus and his disciples are surrounded by a great multitude. 5,000 men, not counting women and children, all hungry, all waiting, all hoping to see a miracle. And here we see a test, not of resources, but of faith. First, we encounter the test of faith. Philip looks at the crowd and sees impossibility. 200 denarii worth of bread wouldn't be enough, he says. It's a moment we all face where the need seems too great and our faith is tested. I wonder if we, like Philip, could learn to trust in the midst of our doubts. I love that moment as Jesus is looking at the crowd, and it's not Philip that points out that there's a need. It's Jesus that asks Philip to overcome this need. Second, there's a boy with small offerings and great miracles. 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. Andrew grabs this boy and brings him to Jesus, and at first glance, it looks like Andrew has a giant faith, saying, hey, here's some food I found. But then he ends that with the idea that this won't possibly be enough. But if you know the miracle, it's a reminder that in God's economy, it's not the size of our offering, but the greatness of our faith and the willingness to offer what we have that actually triggers the miracle. Third, we witness the blessing and the multiplication. Jesus takes the little offered, gives thanks, and distributes it. I can't help but wonder what the disciples were thinking as Jesus was giving thanks for such little, expecting it to do much. And then suddenly, there's more than enough. It's a divine principle that what is given in faith is blessed, broken, and multiplied beyond our wildest imaginations. Fourth, this miracle urges us to see beyond the physical. The crowd saw bread and wanted to crown Jesus as their king, but Jesus invites us to look deeper, to hunger for the true bread from heaven, which satisfies our deepest needs. And fifth, we're faced with the challenge to trust. When the crowd sought to take him by force to be king, Jesus withdrew. His kingdom isn't one of earthly power, but of spiritual abundance. So can we trust in his provision, even when it doesn't look like what we expect? As we reflect on this miraculous feeding, let's ask ourselves some questions. Are we willing to offer our 5 loaves and 2 fish, no matter how significant they seem? Are we prepared to look beyond our physical needs to see the spiritual nourishment that Jesus offers? And most importantly, are we ready to trust in his provision, believing that in his hands, our little can become much? Now, the passage in John chapter 6 where Jesus feeds the 5,000 is ripe with theological concepts that offer profound insights into who Christ is. In John's Gospels, miracles are often referred to as signs, which are meant to reveal deeper spiritual truths and point to Jesus' divine identity. The feeding of the 5,000 is not just a miracle of multiplication, but a sign that signifies Jesus as the bread of life, the one who provides not just physical sustenance, but spiritual nourishment that leads to eternal life. This sign, like the others in John, invites believers to look beyond the surface and see the spiritual significance of Jesus' actions. This miracle also echoes the Old Testament accounts of God providing manna to the Israelites in the wilderness through Moses. By feeding a multitude in a desolate place, Jesus presents himself as the new Moses, who not only provides bread from heaven, but is himself the true bread of heaven. Now, the actions of Jesus in this passage, taking bread, giving thanks, breaking it, giving it to disciples, think about it for a moment. It actually mirrors the actions of the Last Supper, suggesting Eucharistic overtones. This connection can be seen as foreshadowing the deeper spiritual nourishment and communion with Christ that the Eucharist represents. Now, the miraculous feeding can also be viewed through the lens of the kingdom of God, where Jesus demonstrates what God's reign looks like, a place of abundance, a place of provision, a place that cares for the needy. This act contrasts sharply with earthly kingdoms built on power and scarcity. What I love about this is Jesus tests Philip by asking him where to buy bread for the crowd, highlighting the disciples' limited understanding and faith. This moment can be seen as a teaching point on the journey of discipleship, where understanding and faith are gradually deepened through encountering Jesus' works and words. To be honest, that's probably what hit me the most preaching this passage this weekend. With Andrew and Philip, they had seen Jesus up close doing miracles. They had seen the water turn to wine. They had seen people healed. Yet every time they came to a new obstacle, instead of looking at Jesus and thinking, man, Jesus could do this. Jesus could provide. Jesus could do another miracle. They look at the problem and think, there's no way out of this. And I wonder how often you and I do the same. That as our faith grows, we still hit moments, stumbling blocks of impossible things. And instead of turning to God and saying, God, I can't wait to see what you do here, we go back to our resources. And I don't know that I have enough. I don't know that I can do this. And so just for today, I wonder what it would look like if you and I stretched our faith. If we decided today that in every impossible thing that comes at us, and in every limiting resource that we see, we are just going to get excited, thank God for what we have, and wait to see the miracle. I want to say thank you for joining us on this journey through John's Gospel. Until next time, may we all learn to see beyond the physical bread and to trust in the one who provides abundantly beyond all we could ask or imagine.
Thank you for tuning in to Beyond Sunday. We hope the conversations and insights shared here have brought you encouragement and have deepened your journey of faith. If today's episode has inspired you, we invite you to follow or subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an opportunity to grow closer to Jesus alongside us. Don't forget to share this podcast with friends and family who might be blessed by it too. Until next time, thanks for joining us, and may God bless you abundantly.